It's a day to talk chamber, a chamber chat. Janae, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I'm well. You brought sunshine.
You could
dial it down a little bit if you want.
I know, but I love the heat.
Oh, you're one of those too?
I am.
Oh man, I'm going to be planting myself right in front of the air conditioner today. That's where I'm going. But we have some folks here with us today that they're busy.
Yeah, really
and,
busy.
And I would imagine that the folks from Hicks Bus Line are really anticipating school coming up. Is that right, Lyle?
We are.
Yeah.
We're pretty ready.
I know I saw you guys were having a little bit of training going on for all your bus drivers, and that includes bus drivers in Hutchinson, too. You were talking about that earlier, off air.
It is. We operate the school buses in Litchfield as we have, our family has, since the 40s, and since 2013, we've been fortunate enough to have the contract in Hutchinson, and we had our first joint training meeting. We typically do them separately, and yeah. We thought that's kind of foolish for our startup meeting. We have a very long first startup meeting, get okay. Everybody reminded of what we're doing and what we have to do, and get all the new drivers, which thank you to all the new drivers, get all the new drivers up to speed, and it was a real success. We yeah. had a little shout out for Shaggy's Bonfire. We held it out there, and fantastic job on the part of staff out there and the owners. It was everything went off just as it should. Food was great, service was good, and highly recommend you go out there and help them out.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Roxanne with us as well. You get to try to help hire all these new people and things like that, and the training and that. And
I try my best.
You try your best. And,
yes.
And that, I'm sure that's all Lyle asks of you, is to try your best.
Yes.
Sometimes I ask more.
Well, you guys are still smiling at each other, so that's got to be a good sign.
Absolutely. We've had a few applicants come in.
Okay.
Got two drivers that are ready to take the road test.
Yeah.
Having a little difficult with that. If it's not one thing, it's another. And then yeah. I've got a couple more in training. So okay. it's looking up, but we yeah. still could use a few more drivers.
So if there are people out there thinking, you know, I've got some time and that school schedule would be just perfect for me.
They absolutely.
Gotta come and ask you.
Absolutely. No weekends, no evenings, no summers.
Yeah.
If they don't want them.
If they don't want them. There's always work to be done. Got a lot sure. of extracurriculars and charters and stuff like that.
Yep.
But if you don't want to, you don't have to. And if you do have another job that could work with our job, I'm willing to work with that.
Okay.
And I will work with your schedule.
Sure.
So
bring your schedule with when you come in.
Yes.
And that
yep.
kind of thing. And,
yep. I have a couple of sub drivers that will bring me calendars, and they'll write down what days they're available. And that's the only time I schedule them or work with them. So.
Cool. You can't expect more out of a part-time job.
No. And it's a great paying part-time job,
it's,
I think.
It's a great paying part-time job for stay-at-home parents. It is ideal.
Mm-hmm.
You go to work when your kids are at school, and you get to stay home when your kids are off.
Yeah.
You know, the school is looking for aides, classroom aides.
Yep.
And we, over the years, have always had bus drivers who are also classroom aides.
Okay.
This year we have one. We've had as many as four. Some of them did that for years and years. The driver drives the morning route and takes the bus to school and goes to the classroom. At the end of the class day, the drivers are able to leave a few minutes early and get out there and become a bus driver again. But, you know, between the two of them, and, you know, there's unemployment available now for school bus drivers, and I'm quite certain it is for the aides as well during the summer months.
Sure.
You know, that's about, you know, it's don't hold me to this, but it's about a $35,000
yeah.
job for really 172 days of work. No weekends, no holidays,
yeah.
A lot of time off, a lot of time to spend with your kids.
For sure. And speaking of that, if you have kids that are, you know, not going to school yet, you got some mm-hmm. in school, some that are not, you can bring those kids with you.
Yes, we do want them to be at least 3 years of age
okay.
or older.
Okay.
If they're going to be three, we can work around that too. But yes, okay. three and older, you can bring them to work.
Yep.
One of our good drivers, Heather, us number two has three daughters, and the little one, Briar, she'll be a first grader this year, but she's been driving for us for, this will be her third year. She brought her with every morning.
Yeah.
And we got to, you know, like, good morning.
Well, and what a great way for them to experience, you know, going on the bus and getting ready for school. Boy, they're, she's just ready to go right now.
Ready to go. Yep. Yeah.
Well, and they become one of the kids on the bus.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
The other kids know them. They know the other kids. And I mean, quite frankly, I think she could have told a sub bus driver how to run the route by the time she was four.
Pretty much.
Boy, what a great add-on. We might have to start paying people like that, too.
We could a little fee. I used to do that when I drove bus. I used to have one of my girls that I trained basically to run the route with the spare sub drivers, and I would give her Dairy Queen coupons for helping out. So
that's a cool
So idea. I have a quick cute story about that. My son Daniel was driving a bus route down in the south part of the district, and he picked up. This was a morning route he picked up, and the first kid he picked up was a kindergartner at the time, and so this little kid sat in the front seat, and he told Dan exactly where to go, ran the whole route. So they got to the school, and the little kids, this little boy's getting off, and he turns to Dan. He said, here's my, do you have a cell phone? Dan said, yes. He said, well, put this number in your phone. And Dan said, well, for what? He said, that's my dad's number. Okay. He said, I won't be on this afternoon, but if you get in trouble, you call that, and I'll take care of you. It's a true story. And everybody who has subbed it, and if we've got a few subs listening out there, they know this
they know
little
that.
Kid. And this little kindergartner, who is now, I think, about third grade, would walk you right through the rug.
Well, you can't beat that.
No.
And those kind of experiences are things that happen all the time.
That's why bus drivers stay bus drivers.
Yeah.
I've said on this show in the past that everybody who drives bus for us came to us looking for a job, and they all stayed because of the kids. I will tell you that at that meeting yesterday, there were about 90 school bus drivers there.
Okay.
And there were many comments about drivers saying, I can't wait to get back to driving the route so I can see my kids. They take great ownership in that.
Absolutely.
See my kids again. You know, they walk around the fair in the summer around town, and the little kids are coming up to them and high-fiving them. And it's a big family deal. It's a wonderful job. We, you know, come out and see us.
You know, we talk about safety with the drivers, but we also have to talk about safety about people that are on the road.
Correct.
When that stop sign comes out,
it means stop.
It means stop.
Yep. Stop is stop. Yeah. Whether it's on a bus or situated on an intersection somewhere, it's a stop.
Yeah.
One of the big things that we want people to be aware of is when you have your yellow lights on, the bus is flashing, that means it's going to stop.
Yeah.
So please slow down and be aware that that stop arm is going to come out.
Sure.
So you need to stop. And there's always kids around when there's a school bus. So please be aware of that.
Well, and I've always gotten into the habit of what if those lights come on, whether that stop arm comes out or not, I just wait.
Yep.
It should be.
It should be, yes.
And just because you just never know what's going to happen in that kid's mind.
No.
And all of a sudden, you know, most of them are getting off, and well, they're going to be on the right side. That's not always the case.
No. Nope.
They may dart out in front of that. So I've always gotten in that habit of just stopping.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
As Glenn Young, God rest him, told me one time, when you're dealing with kids, if you expect them to do exactly the wrong thing at exactly the wrong time, you'll never be disappointed in them.
That's exactly right. That's
you know, exactly that kid is going to dart out across the street. If you see a yellow bus, buses mean kids.
Yeah.
Stop, slow down. Yeah. Be very careful. To that point, we've made a change in Litchfield. For years, we made most of our town stops at curbside, where the bus would pull to the curb and load and unload. There was a reason for that. We, many years ago, had a couple of instances where cars actually tried to go between the bus and the curb when kids were getting on from the curb. So we chose to, at the time, probably 20 or more years ago, to go to curbside. Well, There are other buses in town, and there's some confusion, and we have some stops that we use the eight lamps and the red lights and the stop arm on. And for consistency, we're doing all of our stops in town as eight lamp, red lights and stop arm. Driving public out there, you'll see our red lights and our stop signs everywhere in town. Please, 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 we make lots of stops at intersections. Do not try to go around the bus to the right. Please don't. There are kids there. We guard that street, that curb as much as we can, but we still have to be in the lane to do it properly. So, and that's effective beginning of the school year this year.
Well, and with most things like that, you can get pulled over if you go around a vehicle on the right side.
Absolutely.
In fact, that happened to me not so long ago. Somebody was making a left-hand turn. I decided, well, I'm in a hurry. I'm going around. No, there happened to be a patrol officer there, and she stopped me and said, you can't do that. So back, it's a good reminder.
Back when this happened on West Highway 12, gosh, it has to be 40 more years ago. Cedric Williams was the judge sitting in Meeker County. A lot of people listening today will remember that name. And a lady who lived in Litchfield but taught school in Wilmer went around a bus on the right-hand side from behind out on West Highway 12. And I happened to go to the court hearing that the day when she was there. I was asked to be there. And the judge asked her why she went around the right side of the bus. Now, this was a lady who was probably in her 30s or 40s as a school teacher. She said, I couldn't go around the left side of the bus because there was a stop sign there.
Yeah.
True story.
Oh, my
anyway,
goodness.
Old
wow.
Judge Williams threw the book at her.
All right. I bet he did.
So we're looking for drivers. School starts on the 5th of September, Tuesday after Labor Day.
Yep.
If anybody's interested, we're not paying for this advertising, but I'm going to get every second of it I can. 320-693-3292, hicksbus.com. We'll get you to our website. There's applications there. Please call us. Come out and see us. We're on the south side of town. You know, we've been in this town a long time, very committed to it. Our family, some know, some don't. We've moved our location from the North Gorman address to South Highway 22, the former Steffes auction site. Good move for us. We needed the space, and we are making a huge investment in our community. We're building a brand new school bus storage facility out there.
Cool.
Come out and see us. Take a look at it. It's a beautiful building. Systems West is putting it up, the Doring family. Terrific project, beautiful building, and we're really happy to have the support of the community that allows us to be confident in making an investment like that.
Awesome. Very good. Well, thanks for what you guys do. I know your record is impeccable, and people should stop by and become a bus driver.
Yeah. Stop and see us. Have coffee.
It's a great team.
All right. Yeah. Sounds great. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Anything else you want to wrap up with?
Yeah, I do have a few things. I just wanted to do a shout out to two of our chamber investors, Center Bank and Sibley Dental. You might have seen them and their crew volunteering this weekend at the Minnesota State Baseball Amateur Games, which I heard was incredibly successful.
Awesome.
So thank you to all who took part in that. And then Judy is, they're still looking for volunteers for specifically Labor Day weekend. If you're available, you can give her a call at the office or check out our website. And there's more information there.
Sounds good.
And then we have Fallen Into Fun Fest.
Yeah.
Saturday, September 23rd.
All right.
And we recently added the barbecue challenge. We need 8 to 10 barbecuers. You do not have to be professional. We're just looking for anyone and everyone. We will provide the meat, pulled pork, so come and join the challenge.
Sounds awesome.
Well, where is that?
It's all going to take place downtown here in Litchfield. We've got a craft fair in Central Park, and then we're going to have the west and east side of 2nd Street closed off, the east side of 2nd Street up until the alleyway. So before the post office, and it's all going to be closed off. We're going to have vendor booths, the barbecue challenge, and then you'll pay to get in and taste and vote. But then it also includes a pour from Half Bushel Brewing.
So I'm getting closer to being there.
I know. We're excited.
All right. Sounds great. Lyle, Roxanne, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having
us. Hicks Bus Line and Trucking.
And Trucking. Say.
Yep, exactly. And Janae,
stay cool.
For coming in.
Yeah.
Stay cool, everybody.
Thank
All right.
You.
See you later.
Thanks.
There we go. There's our chamber chat here on KLFD.